The axe struck with a solid thud. My swings were admittedly wild, but to be fair, who wouldn't freak out when confronted with what I could only describe as some sort of vile little goblin? As the blade sank into its horrid slimy flesh, I was assailed with a smell that was both the stink of stagnant pond water and putrescens. I had been chopping firewood. A normal day. A nice day. The forest had always brought me a sense of peace and wonder, and I loved being in it. I'd been living in this forest for decades. It wasn't huge, but it was deep. And it was as far away from civilization as I could reasonably get. I had bought the forest and its land when I was young, and I had made my home in it. 600 acres. 600 acres of trees and streams. It even had a pond on the western edge. I had never made my way into the true heart of my forest. I had never needed to. But it was peaceful. Or at least, it had been. Until about 5 minutes ago. I wrenched the blade free from the thing's chest and watched in abject horror as a jet of what I assume was pus spurted from the gaping hole left behind. It was thick and a deep yellow, almost orange, and it splattered on the ground like some disgusting jello, wafting that stench almost directly into my face. My skin grew hot, and my stomach did a slow flip as the thing screamed in a baby's voice, high-pitched and keening. It pulsed against my eardrums. My heart thundered in my chest. I could feel my pulse beating in my neck. Every breath was thick and deep, and it burned. It was like breathing in pure ethanol. And that horrible screaming was maddening, like splinters in my brain. I smashed my axe into its face again and again and again, desperately attempting to silence those terrible cries. I could feel the sweat dripping down my face as I swung. Its skull was impossibly hard until finally, with a terrible crunch, its head caved and it went silent. The forest around me grew still, as if in awe, at the overwhelming and previously unknown violence that had visited this small corner of my world. I stood panting and shaking, staring down at the still green form. I took in the razor-sharp teeth that filled a horrid grin that split the bottom parts of its face almost in half. I lingered over the wicked, piercing claws attached to the abnormally long fingers and toes, with far too many joints, and I slowly became aware of the terrible sound of children giggling. It was the very same sound that had heralded this wicked thing's appearance, and it floated hauntingly through the trees all around me. Dozens of small voices like children on a playground. I would never hear a child's laughter the same way again. I shook my head trying to clear it as I stood straight and gripped the handle of my axe tighter. This was my forest, and I would fight for it.